1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Skipping. That's how you get in.
Skipping our way through a Saturday morning, Aunt Rosie on the house with the tunes to match. Thank you, Mike. Very nice job. Here with Dan King of Harmon Solar, taking calls from all across the state with your questions about, do I consider solar at my house? Romy, who are we going to bring in next? We do have an open line. If you want to jump on, you've just been getting busy signals. We cleared a couple lines during the break. 1-888-767-4348.
And a couple of those calls were solar water heaters. That's not something Harmon specializes in, and that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about solar panels to generate electricity for your house.
Photovoltaic.
Blair in Phoenix, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Hey, I have a question about how you integrate your solar panels with, say, the energy management computer system. Can you leverage it to help adjust your temperature during the peak cooling period where your air conditioner can run more, or does the energy management computer still take precedence?
I would imagine that if you had the software capability to tie the monitoring of the solar in with the energy management system, it would take that into consideration and use that. And if it's providing enough energy to help offset the AC load, then it would allow it to run longer, supplementing it with grid power when it was needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it could possibly allow you to buy a much smaller system.
Yeah.
Which is going to save you a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a part of the on-site assessment when y'all go on-site, because I can buy a 2-kilowatt system and just offset 10% of my invoice. I can buy a 5-kilowatt system and offset 30% of my, or I can buy a 20-kilowatt system and virtually be off the grid or erase my power bill completely. So y'all assess the need. The need is assessed through power consumption habits, and then you come up with the right plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Every house is different, and sometimes a larger system makes sense, and sometimes a smaller system makes sense. If you can put a smaller system in and offset just that peak energy, now we're trading 10 or 11 cent energy for 20 cent energy, and that's really where we want to be.
That's where you start saving some real dollars.
Exactly.
Okay, so a follow-up question, not for you folks, but it might be for the APS folks to see how that might be integrated.
Well, if you have an energy management computer, I think you would call them, right?
Right.
Do you have an advanced home system management computer on your house now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I would tell you just call Steve at 602-799-5656, and he as well as Dan here can talk you through all the ins and outs and the imaginations of how that can be manipulated to your maximum benefit.
We appreciate the call. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. Let's see what Jack is working on with his solar. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, well, have a good Saturday. I have a question. I'm in a HVAC trade, but I'm looking into solar, and I keep hearing different things about it's a system of, if I don't use all the power, that it'll buy the energy back. How much does the utility company pay per kilowatt as opposed to what they charge the kilowatt, and how does that actually work?
Well, good morning, Jack. There's a couple of different ways we can look at that. When you excess generate during the time that solar is generating and you're not using it, that energy goes back on the grid, and they keep track of that. That's the whole net metering. And you get to trade that for the same value of what you would normally purchase the energy for. So if it's an on-peak kilowatt hour, that would be at that 18 or 20 cents or more. And if it's an off-peak, it would be at that rate, the 6, 7, 8 cents, whatever your rate plan is that is. Now, at the end of the year, once a year, you know, in for APS, it's sometime in December, when they square up or they settle out for the year and you have excess generation at that point, what they compensate you for is 2.8 cents. It's basically their wholesale avoided cost. And that's something that's mandated by the Corporation Commission. They set that rate. It's a published rate. So really the moral of the story is you don't want a system to generate anything extra that you don't need, because 2.8 cents is not worth the investment.
Now, you're not going into a small business putting solar panels on.
But if I wanted to go political just for a minute and go back to the Corporation Commission hearing and the net metering argument that APS was proposing, when they're buying it back, the excess, at that lower rate, isn't it subsidizing all the argument they were making that solar installations are milking off the rest of us because we've put the infrastructure up and you're not paying for it? Isn't the fact that they're buying power that cheap kind of squash that argument?
To a certain degree, I would agree with you. I mean, obviously, if they're buying that 2.8 cent energy and turning around and selling it for 20 cents, that's a pretty good return.
And you probably need about 10 times as more solar panels right now to really make a dent for them.
Yeah, I don't
right?
know.
I mean, it's not enough solar out there right now.
I mean,
now.
The whole argument was now I have to pay $5 a month, right?
That's about the average, $4 to $5 for the surcharge.
Yeah, I would think buying power at 2 cents a kilowatt, APS got to be making that $5 there somewhere, right? When we get back, more.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.